Good morning, friends, and welcome to the Regularly Random podcast. I am your host, Susanna B. Lewis. Listen, I'm not using any fancy recording equipment. I'm actually sitting in a chair. I've got two dogs that like to play fight every morning after breakfast and every night after supper. It's like they get their bellies full and they get really excited, and so they just start running around and growling and playing with each other until, just like fights between siblings, like fights between my human son and daughter, it starts off fun, and then before you know it, somebody gets bit. I mean, it starts off fun, but somebody gets bit, somebody gets upset, somebody's calling mama. It's the same thing with these dogs. It starts off fun, but then all of a sudden somebody needs a rabies shot. And so you will probably hear that in the background. I've also got precious baby girl sitting over here watching some pink fong dinosaur television show. You can probably hear that in the background. But hey, it's keeping her quiet. She just ate a bowl of oats. She loves oats. She loves oatmeal. She just ate a big bowl of oats. Her belly's full. And now she's turned into a real couch potato, though. She goes to Mother's Day out 2 days a week. The other days, you know, I try to do fun things, you know, take her places. She's at the age where she doesn't want to be taken anywhere without complaint. You know, I did take her to the pumpkin patch the other day. She did great. Take her to the park some days. But it usually ends with when it's time to leave, it's a meltdown or something like that. So she's just at that age. She just gets discontent. So right now she's content watching this. And so I've just let her kind of turn into a couch potato, literally a couch potato. She lays on the couch and watches TV. And then she'll scream out, "Hey, mama, bring me some applesauce." And so she's just living her best life over here, and that's what she's doing right now. So maybe she'll be content enough to stay on the couch for a minute. I just wanted to do a podcast real quick and talk about a couple of things. I hope you guys enjoyed the fake crime mockcast, Fishing for Answers. It was so fun. I got some friends together to help me to be a part of it. It was so fun listening to their personalities come out in the characters that they played. My husband, Jason, of course, was Lieutenant Columbus with his 22 years as homicide detective. It was just a fun, it was so fun writing that script. It tapped into some creativity that I have been dying to unleash and to let out. And so it was fun doing that. I'm a big podcast/true crime fan. And so it was fun to kind of just, you know, write our own little. I've been watching Only Murders in the Building, about a podcast with Steve Martin, Martin Short, and Selena Gomez. And it's good. It's serious enough, but it's got just enough humor. I really like Steve Martin and Martin Short anyway. Always have been big fans of theirs. Steve Martin gets on my husband's nerves, but what does he know? But it's just good. And so I was watching that. New episode dropped last night, I believe, and I haven't seen it yet. So I've been watching that, and it just inspired me. Hey, I can write a fake crime. You know, it was always, I've told y'all this in different things, interviews, podcasts, whatever, written it in a book. It was a dream of mine for the longest to be a writer for Saturday Night Live. And so I kind of felt like that's what I was tapping into, writing just kind of a, you know, kind of a piece like The Onion. Anyway, I've rambled too long, but the fake crime mockcast is called Fishing for Answers. It's on this podcast, 4 episodes if you hadn't had a chance to hear it yet. It's funny, and the episodes are not long. They're all 10, 15, 20 minutes each, really quick, and we had a good time doing it, as I've already said 12 times, and we're going to do another one. We're going to do another fake crime mockcast here in a couple of months when things slow down a little bit, and thinking about that storyline now. Anyway, it's going to be good. I posted also yesterday over on Facebook and whatnot. Well, it was just Facebook, I guess. I haven't been doing very good at the tickety talks and the Twitters and the Instagrams, I don't guess. Facebook is just my platform. I mean, I guess it's now for quote-unquote old people. Like, my daughter had to get a Facebook account for school. to check on schoolwork, school Facebook pages. And she's like, it's where the old people hang out. I'm like, you know what? That's okay. I am old, so that's where I'll hang out. It's easy. I don't get all these stories. I'm not good at stories. I'm not good at, you know, I just enjoy Facebook. That's been the platform that I've gone viral on a couple of times. And so that's just my platform. I know, aside from all the problems with Facebooks, we won't get into that, the censoring and whatnot. I won't even go there. Facebook's been all right to me. So anyway, I posted on Facebook about this teal dress that will not leave. I have tried to ship it back 6 times. If you don't know what I'm talking about, go read the story on Facebook. So my daughter is actually going to go to this event I have coming up, this cocktail event coming up. So when she gets home today, I said, you know what? Do you want to try on this dress? It might fit you. And then you can wear it to the event since it doesn't fit me. So she's going to try that dress on later today since I can't get rid of it. And if it fits her and she likes it, then I'm just going to keep it and let her wear it. The only thing is if she wears it to that event, I'm worried people are going to approach her and make her uncomfortable talking about her dress all night. They're going to be like, oh, that's the dress. She doesn't like attention. So she may not wear it just because there's a story attached to the material. There's material attached to that material. So she may not do that, but we'll see. So I'm going to keep it. I'm going to try it out. And then if it doesn't work, I'm going to donate it to the local mustard seed. And if somebody, by goodness, buys this dress at the local mustard seed or picks it up at the donation center and brings it back to me, I will find out who you are. I have cameras on my property. I will find out who you are, and you will be toilet papered on Halloween. You most certainly. It will happen. It will happen. Couple of exciting things. First of all, bless your heart, Rae Sutton. Fiction book completed. Ready to go to the printer. Read it again 3 nights ago for final edits. It took me 4 hours to read the book. After everybody went to bed, I was up until about 3 o'clock in the morning reading it. And it's a pretty good book. I recommend it. And so be on the lookout for that. It'll be available to pre-order soon, and then it'll officially launch next spring. So excited about that. Also, book 2. I finally nailed down a topic for book 2. I spoke with my agent and my editor at HarperCollins yesterday, and we have finally figured out. I kept trying to veer into other genres, like, you know, instead of Southern humorous, and you don't have to be Southern to read the book, but you know, that's just kind of the POV I have is Southern. But humorous women's fiction, okay? I kept trying to steer from that and go in all kind of different directions. And finally, an idea came to me the other night that I don't want to reveal yet, but it is humorous women's fiction as well, and I'm actually excited about writing it. So we finally got book 2 nailed down. That will be out not in 2023. I can't even believe we're already talking about books coming out in 2023. My daughter will be a junior in 2023. Let's talk about this for a minute. Who feels me on this? Drop a comment below on Facebook and tell me how you feel about this. There's an option for this podcast where you can send me a voice message, and I haven't figured that out yet. And you can send like a voice clip responding to questions and stuff, and then I can have it downloaded and play it in my next podcast if we discuss the same things again. I don't know how that works, but I need to figure that out because I would love to hear from y'all. If you see an option on here to send me a voice message, do that. And maybe I'll figure it out eventually. Or you can just drop a comment below in the Facebook link where I share the podcast. This is what I'm struggling with right now, guys. My daughter is 15, okay? A lot of her friends have their driver's licenses. A lot of her friends are 16. And they're going places. Literally going places. And, you know, I can't believe this is happening. I got a hardship license at 14. At 14 years old, because my mother was widowed and worked, and I had to get to school and work and all kind of things. I had a hardship license at 14, which I can't believe I was allowed behind a wheel at 14 because I was an idiot. So I drove to and from school and, you know, never once took into consideration my mother standing in the driveway crying as I drove off or realizing that her baby had grown up. Never once. And I don't remember Mama ever verbalizing that to me. But I'm struggling with this. It started a couple of months ago when she got her permit and just asking to drive us everywhere all the time, which is fine. That's great. But now a lot of her friends are 16, and so they're coming to pick her up to go to dinner. She's got friends on the basketball team that are 16, and so they go to Sonic after practice or they go hang out together after practice. She's working now. She's umpiring Little League games. So she's going to that. She's never home. She's always been a busy kid. She's been heavily involved in sports and academics and things after school. So she's always been busy. But the fact that she's never home. So we had fall break last week and we did not go on vacation for the very reason that we just put in a pool that costs more than a vacation. And number two, I wanted us to stay home for once because we're always on the go and just relax in said pool and hang out, grill out, you know, maybe take a couple of day trips somewhere, cook good meals together. She was gone all week. She was gone all week. She was invited to something or another or sleepover or practice or this. I think she stayed home one night during fall break, maybe two. She was just, and we got an argument about it, and, I was not a good mother, not a good parenting move, because I let my emotions of you're never home and you never spend time with your family anymore rear its ugly head, and got angry with her about always being gone and the dishes weren't getting done. Listen, I didn't really care about the dishes. I just wanted her home. And in a juvenile and petty way, I let my emotions come out of, you're not going anywhere until these dishes are done and your room is clean and this is that. And her room was not even that messy for once, actually. And the dishes were not piling up to the ceiling. And she got them done quickly and could still go out. She got everything done that she needed to do in order to go live her best life. It was just me pouting because she wasn't home. I had these huge hopes for us, you know, making banana pudding together and swimming in the pool together, and just she and I, you know, she's my firstborn, and I have friends who have sent children off to college recently, and I can't even go there in my mind. Many of you listening have already been through this. It's just hard to let go, and so she's at a football game last Friday night, and we worked the concession stand together. Her softball team had to step up and work concessions that week. She and I worked the concession stand along with some other mothers and daughters. And after the game, after our shift was over at concessions, you know, I thought, well, I'll go sit and watch the game with her. She disappeared and she went to the student section to live her best life. And then after the game, she went out to eat Mexican and she had a friend drive her home. And so I just went across the street to the park. This sounds so pitiful. What a pity party. And I listened to everybody cheering at the football game. And I was like, one of those voices is hers. The same voice that used to cheer when she beat me at Candyland or cheer when I came home after being gone for the weekend. Or, you know, she doesn't need me as much, y'all. And I'm struggling with it. I know it's because she's my firstborn. Maybe I'll do better with it, my second child. But and my third, who I'll be, you know, 75 probably around that age when she finally leaves the house. People think I'm her grandmother. But, y'all, I'm struggling with letting go. That goes against everything in our nature, doesn't it, as a mother to let go. I couldn't even let go of her hand when we'd walk across a parking lot. And now I'm supposed to just let her hop in cars and go off and hang out at Sonic until 10 o'clock at night. And she's a good kid. You know, some of the things I was doing at 15 and 16 were not good. Were not good. And thank God for my mother's prayers of protection. That's all I can say. She is a good kid. She's not hanging out with a bad crowd. She's responsible. She's smart. She's involved in athletics and has great academic scores. And so she knows that she's got to be responsible and not get caught up in bad things. And so she's just going to Mexican and to Sonic or going over to a friend's house to eat potato soup and watch a movie. And yet I just want to, you know, hang on to her as the caged bird sings. I just want to cage her up and let her sing anyway. But I'm struggling with that, guys. I just really am. It's just, you know, and it seems just like yesterday I was 15. Where is the time gone? As Bob Seger says, 20 years now, where'd they go? 20 years, I don't know. I sit and I wonder sometimes where they've gone. Anyway, just wanted to check in. Hope everyone's having a fabulous week. Check out the Fake Crime Mockcast if you haven't. Comment on Facebook some topic ideas you'd like to discuss. And I'm looking forward to just hopping on and podcasting frequently. And still, as I promised in my last podcast, I have a list of friends and people that I would like to bring on to the podcast. If I reached out to you, if you're listening to this and I reached out to you several months ago about being on my podcast, I hadn't forgotten you. I'd love to have you on the podcast. Life's just happened and I've just been sitting at the park watching, you know, missing my daughter and crying. So I haven't had time to really get things in focus. But anyway, drop me a comment below. I'd love to interact with y'all. And if you do see a place to leave a voice comment, I would love that. And I'll try to figure out how to do that. I'll try it. Look, the dogs have fought ridiculously. I wish I could take a picture. Now, they are both laying on their backs, both of them. They both sleep on their backs, passed out after the play fight session. They're just on their little backs with their little feet bent over them. Oh, they're precious. And the back, listen, I've been speaking for 17 minutes and the baby has not interrupted me one time. She's a content couch potato. Go find the video I put on Instagram and Facebook of her. Her new phrase is, oh, this is impossible. That's her new phrase. And she says it at the perfect time. She doesn't just go around saying it all the time. She says it when she's struggling with something, to get on a shoe, to eat something, whatever, to climb up on something. And she says, oh, this is impossible. And it's the cutest thing I've ever heard. Anyway, God bless you guys. Thanks for listening. Thanks for supporting. And I hope you have a great week. I'll talk to you again soon. God bless.